I guess maybe I'd better, she said. I wouldn't for the world have him think I had any feeling. I think I'd better shake hands, just the way I would with anybody else. That's just exactly what I'll do. They reached the tall young Negro, standing by the bookcase. The host performed introductions. The Negro bowed. How do you do? He said. The woman with the pink velvet poppies extended her hand at the length of her arm and held it so for all the world to see until the Negro took it, shook it, and gave it back to her. Oh, how do you do, Mr. Williams? She said. Well, how do you do? I've just been saying, I've enjoyed your singing so awfully much. I've been to your concerts, and we have you on the phonograph and everything. Oh, I just enjoy it. She spoke with great distinctness, moving her lips meticulously, as if talking with the deaf. I'm so glad, he said. I'm just simply crazy about that water boy thing you sing, she said. Honestly, I can't get it out of my head. I drive my husband nearly crazy, the way I go around humming it all the time. Oh, he looks just as black as the ace of, well, tell me, where on earth do you ever get all those songs of yours? How do you ever get hold of them?